USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman who survived Thursday night's duck boat sinking on a lake near Branson, Missouri, who lost her husband, three kids, and five other relatives, says the vessel had life jackets and the captain pointed them out. But that was it. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He said, I'm going to show you where they are, what you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm gonna do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The latest to weigh in on President Trump's Helsinki summit with President Vladimir Putin of Russia is Hillary Clinton.
The idea that the president even considered for a nanosecond turning over a former ambassador to Russia, Mike McFaul, was simply unbelievable.
The former Secretary of State and former presidential hopeful speaking at an arts and politics festival in New York City Saturday and saying that one-on-one never should have been a one-on-one.
You need others in there, and you particularly need a note taker so that there can be no mistake about what was said.
An uneasy ceasefire is in effect in the Gaza Strip after Israel had launched a wave of airstrikes on Hamas targets in response to the death of an Israeli soldier near the border on Friday. Israel saying that it doesn't want another war with Hamas, but it cannot tolerate Hamas firing rockets into Israel on a regular basis. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
All 13 people aboard a plane that crashed during takeoff at a Texas airport were able to get out safely. The World War II-era C-47 was lifting off from Burnett Municipal Airport yesterday morning when it crashed and burst into flames. But, again, all the passengers got out alive. One did have to be airlifted to San Antonio Medical Center with major burn injuries. Seven others treated for minor injuries. The accident's being investigated by the Texas Department of Public Safety as well as the FAA. In Dallas yesterday morning, they were already mourning the passing of one law enforcement officer when tragedy struck again. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
A Dallas motorcycle cop taking part in a funeral procession for a fellow officer who died of cancer this week was himself killed when a car crashed into the procession. Police Chief Renee Hall says Senior Corporal Jamie Gibbons was a 32-year veteran of the force.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Gibbons was escorting the casket car on an interstate, his motorcycle stationary, with emergency lights blinking.
And a trademark dispute involving an NHL team and the Army has ended as the Army had challenged the Vegas Golden Knights over the new team's trademark. The Golden Knights, the nickname of the Army's parachute exhibition team, but the two sides have reached a deal for the two trademarks to coexist. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.